Blog Talk Radio.
Here on Home Base Business 101 on Blog Talk Radio. And let me introduce the host of The New Yorker. You know her. Hey, it's Gail Walker. Gail is a mother, a wife, a career woman who started on the road to entrepreneurship in 2007 as a travel consultant to YTB Travel. Since that time, the company has branched out and expanded to now include retail. And as a broker with Zamzu, earning matching commissions, she manages her full-time career as a registered nurse, along with running her Zamzu travel and internet business on a part-time basis. Gail also shows churches and nonprofits how to fundraise using their own travel and retail internet center. And yet, Gail has added another role to her portfolio as if she's not busy enough. She is now a talk show host with Home Base Business 101 here on Blog Talk Radio and co-hosts this show, The New Yorker, along with me. The show focuses on popular New York restaurants, Broadway plays, concerts, sporting events, and she, through her blog, gives away a free $25 gift certificate to lucky listeners to a featured restaurant of the week. So Gail is a perfect example of how ZamZoo is the right business for busy people. Good evening, Gail. How you doing?
Oh, I'm blessed and highly favored. How are you doing, my esteemed co-host?
Oh, hey, I'm doing great. Just looking for that 85-degree temperature tomorrow to hit here. Might be able to put me on a pair of shorts tomorrow, you know. So,
well, I'll have to get on a jet and fly down there. I'm a native New Yorker, but, boy, Lord knows I need me some warm weather right about
now. I hear you. So, hey, what's on tap for tonight for our listening audience?
Oh, man. Well, excuse me. Well, guess what? Our Knicks secured a spot in the playoffs.
Oh, yay, boy. Knicks. Yeah, all right. So that Carmelo deal really helped out then. They didn't made it to – they got a spot in the playoffs. All right.
No, he had
right.
better so, something.
Okay. Maybe they might upset a couple teams along the way. We'll see what happens. We'll keep people posted on that week by week then.
That would be nice. And, you know, I mean, and of course, everybody knows where to get those tickets. Go to your ZamZoo site. And if you don't have one, you know, get one. But go to your ZamZoo site. Go to Tickets Now or one of the ticket vendors that we have there and pick up some, not only a pair, a few Knicks tickets. Treat yourself. And
all
get
right.
some money back in the meantime. That's how we do it.
Hey, that's right. We sure do. That's how we do it. Get your tickets, go to the game, and pay yourself to go.
That's it. That's it, yeah. And, of course, you know the big buzz is the new product that we're coming out with, the Gainovia Coffee. I mean, everyone is excited about this this new healthy coffee that is coming out. That, you know, it has antioxidant properties and there were reports they even have anti-cancer fighting properties. Some of the reports I've been reading on the internet, and so everybody's excited about this coffee. And I'm really looking forward to it coming out and being on our website. I think in about a couple of weeks we should have it on the website. So, everybody look out for it.
Yeah, it's going to be exciting times when that comes out, because one of the other features of not only we have it, but for those churches and organizations and nonprofits, especially since you help people in that area of fundraising, for those that want to use it as a fundraising vehicle, they can get their own private label on the coffee with their logo on it or their picture of their organization or however they want their private label and brand their own version of that healthy coffee that we have and use it as a fundraising tool to raise money for their faith-based organization or for their nonprofit charitable organization. And as we know, you know, charitable organizations are really struggling out there as you know, donation money and grant money is drying up. And what a better way to raise money than, you know, having your own private label brand healthy coffee.
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, and I understand that a lot of these organizations looking at this, and you know, it's going to be an exciting time when you're able to, you know, provide samples to these various organizations, churches, and nonprofits, and you know, whatever religious institutions are out there. And you know, first of all, they get to taste it. I haven't tasted the product yet. Have you?
No, I've been trying to get hold of some samples, and hopefully I hope I have some before we come back on the air next week so I can tell people about how it tastes, you know, but I'm working to get that done.
It's about as precious as gold, yet everybody's trying to get their hands on it, you know. I haven't had a sample yet, but I'm looking forward to it, and I understand it's not only going to be coffee, it's going to be teas and lattes and a lot of other, products like that. So it'll be something there for everyone. And this is something that's really going to be great for, you know, fundraising. I mean, and not only that, you know, we need
to look at our health. We really, we do. You know, caffeine in regular coffee, you know, we use it to wake ourselves up and whatnot, but caffeine is a diuretic. Caffeine can dry you out, which we know the body needs to be hydrated. You know, caffeine is also blood vessel constrictor. So if you have high blood pressure and you're drinking all these cups of coffee to stay awake, what you're doing is you're rubbing the blood pressure up. So whatever medication that you're doing to bring your blood pressure down, you're actually negating those effects, you know. And we need to start looking at our health and find better ways of taking care of ourselves. So this way, if drinking a healthy coffee, we're eliminating that caffeine, but it's still a coffee that gives you energy and energizes us naturally. You know, I understand that the Chinese have been using this mushroom, the Ganoderma mushroom, for thousands of years, and it grows up there, you know, in their areas up there. And, you know, we need to listen to some of the Eastern a way of thought when it comes to health, because they, you know, it's working for them. It's been working for them for years. So the Western type of thinking is not always 100%. I'm not throwing, you know, I'm a nurse, so I'm not saying, you know, don't listen to about medications or, you know, anything like that. But you know what? There's another side of the world who also, they seem to be doing pretty well in the health field. So it behooves us to kind of, you know, open our eyes and expand our horizons and look at, you know, other modes of staying healthy. I don't know. What do you think?
Oh, yeah. I mean, one of the things that I've always been using for years is ginseng, and getting me ginseng sticks and you know, ginseng root, and just chew on it. I mean, and it's, you know, it'll hype you up now, you know, but it's a natural hype, you know what I mean, and energy, you know. And because I play tennis, and so, you know, a lot of times when I would, you know, be out there and I have a match and I got, you know, going to be out on the court for 3 hours, you know, some ginseng root, some water, and a banana, and wow, you know, I can hang. You know, I know that there are, you know, some things that we can learn, as we call it, from the Eastern world, you know, with some of their philosophical things. I mean, yoga, I'm into yoga and Tai Chi. So, you know, there are different roots and herbs and stuff that we need to know a little bit more about, you know, in this country that could really help us with our healthcare system.
Absolutely. I agree, absolutely. So I'm really looking forward to hearing more about the Genovia coffee and getting those samples and then giving out some samples to friends and family and free agents, and, you know, I'm looking forward to it.
All right. Hey, what's happening in the movie world up there today?
Oh, what's happening in the movie world? You know, I was looking at our Fandango site, and, you know, we're coming up on the holiday season. I can't believe that was Easter being about another 3 weeks or so. Three or four. Well, actually, the Holy Week season starts in about another 3 weeks. And one of the movies that's out there is a children's movie. It's called Hop, and it's just a cute. It looks like it's really cute, a cute little movie. You know, family oriented, which is something good for the parents to take the kids out and spend a nice little afternoon or something. And it's called, it says, it's called Hop, and it's about the battle for Easter is on, it says. In Hop, Despicable Me's Russell Brand voices E.B. And E.B. is the teenage son of the Easter Bunny, right there. Oh, Lord.
Mm.
The teenage son. I'm trying to get through that in my house. Well, actually, we barely made it out of teenage, but they still got that teenage in them. So, like, we only can imagine what this is about. And it says, on the eve of taking over the family business, E.B. leaves for Hollywood in pursuit
of his dream for becoming a drummer. Lord have mercy. Once there, he encounters Fred, who was played by, or the voice is done by Jane Marston, who is an unemployed slacker with his own lofty goals. Now, feigning injury, E.B. persuades Fred to take him in, and Fred finds himself living with the world's worst house guest. Back on Easter Island, a power-hungry chick who has lived in the shadows for far too long has been plotting a coup to take over one of the biggest jobs in the world. Now that E.B.'s gone, short for Easter Bunny, he's got his chance. And as E.B. discovers who he really wants to be and who he's meant to become, everything will lead him and Fred to an epic showdown to try and save Easter. That sounds like a cute little family film to take your kids with. And you know what? What's really good, you know, you go to the Fandango site on your Zamzu website, and when you go on that, when you go there, you order your tickets. Now, let's say, you know, you take, you know, a couple of your kids. Maybe you have two kids in your family, so you have the mother and you have the, you know, the two kids, and maybe they want to bring a couple of friends with them. You know, you print out your tickets on Fandango. Number one, you won't have to wait on that long line.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you'll be able to go right in because you already have your tickets. And number two, you're saving $1 off of each ticket. And you take those dollars, again, I always say it, take those, that $5 or so that you save, you take it, if you want to take it to the concession stand, right there, you can get some of your, you know, free goodies, you know, because you have that $5. I mean, essentially it's free because you saved it, right? So that's a good way to save money and have a nice little enjoyable evening out with the kids. And I see it opened on April 1st, and it runs for an hour and 30 minutes. And people can also go to the Fandango site and actually see some clips from the movie, you know, check it out and see how they like it and take it from there. So maybe you could take Isaiah.
Hey, that sounds great. To get up to Baltimore and go visit him. He would love that.
Yeah, I know he would.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Hey, all right. Anything happening on Broadway?
Nothing really. You know, we still have some wonderful plays out there on Broadway. Right offhand, I mean, we still have, you know, our old staples. We have Lion King, which I keep dropping those hints. My birthday's coming up in 2 weeks.
All right.
When the family listens to this, hint, hint.
All right.
We have Lion King, and right off the top of my head, I can't think of, you know, there's so many of them that you can't think of any. You know how that goes. You know,
right.
But
let's take a station break, and when we come back, you know, it's getting warm, and people are coming out of cabin fever and all of that, and I'd like for you to be able to share with people the positive aspects of being able to go on a cruise for your vacation, because from what I understand, the average cost of a cruise is about $70 to $80 a night, which is really cheaper than a hotel room, and you get a whole lot more for it. So let's take a station break and then come back and share some information with people about cruising.
Absolutely.
Okay. Hey, you're listening to Home Based Business 101 here on Blog Talk Radio. Home Based Business 101 is a part of the Movements Unlimited Business Outreach Radio Program Network to inspire all generations about entrepreneurship and entrepreneur development. Hey, we have a hot new program called the Movements Unlimited Youth and Young Adult Business Mentoring Program. To find out more about that program, go to www.movementsunlimited.com. And when you go there, hey, you'll get information. Hey, that's Curtis Mayfield in the background. Yes, it sure is. We are a winner. Yes, Movements. Movements Unlimited is about developing winners. And when you go to that website, you can find out how you can become a winner. We want to be able to help our young people out there, 18 to 24 years old, to learn how to access opportunities that was not presented to generations previously before their time. And with that said, go to the website, www.movementsunlimited.com. Thank you. All right, as I was saying before we went to station break, you know, hey, people are coming out, it's starting to get warm, and, you know, the cabin fever is over, and people are planning their vacations. And one of the great ways to take a vacation is to take a cruise. And you know a lot about cruises, and, you know, again, it's cheaper than even going to a hotel, and you get a whole lot more bang for your money. So share with people some of the insights of going on a cruise and what kind of bang you get for your money.
Let me tell you something. As far as I'm concerned, a cruise is one of the best vacations out there. I mean, a lot of people don't realize, who have never been on cruises before, don't realize that cruises basically is an all-inclusive. Once you get on a ship, okay, all your meals are included. You're fed 24 hours a day. There is food available 24 hours a day. You have a choice of eating in the dining room, the formal dining room, or you have a choice of eating your dinners on the Lido deck buffet style. You know, the choice is up to you. The foods that are available, I mean, it's just everything that's there. It's just absolutely, the food is delicious on the cruises. You know, you get your cabins when you come in and get your cabins. And now, people have to realize the cabins, remember, this is a ship, so the cabins are not really the size of a hotel room, because some, you know, we're used to rooming hotel rooms, but you know what, it's adequate. I mean, you can get a king-size bed in there, or sometimes you can have, most cabins will fit, if you let them know, they'll fit a family of four, believe it or not. You know, they'll have a pull-out couch, two can sleep on the pull-out couch, or they have the sort of like bunk bed type of situation. So your families can fit. Usually the fare, when you the first two people pay the full fare, and the third and fourth people pay a prorated rate. So it's pretty cheap for families. And then you also look for when there are specials, when the cruise lines are running various specials. You know, and a lot of times you may get cabin credit, like maybe $100 per cabin. Sometimes they give you upgrades, you know, so there's a lot going on. So in addition to having your lodging, you have your room, you have your food available 24 hours. In addition to that, you have entertainment. All entertainment at night, entertainment all day, actually. But usually they have Broadway-style shows in the theaters. I know the last cruise we went on, one of the things they had was a magician. I have never seen anything like it in my life. This man, I can't even remember his name. I'm so sorry. Oh, my goodness. He blew everybody's mind. He had a standing ovation from everyone. I mean, he was making all kind of things disappear off of that stage. And I'm trying to how in the world is he doing it? I mean, motorcycles and all kind of stuff just disappearing off the stage. I mean, it was just wonderful. I mean, the shows that are available, again, this is all included in your price. Some people don't want to go there. Some people want to go dancing. So there's their discos. They have discos. Of course, the casino. A lot of people, you know, they're into the Vegas thing. So, you know, they spend the whole evening in the casinos trying to win some money in the evening, you know. That's available to you also. It's just so much. Also, remember, and when you're going on cruises, very family-oriented, because all the cruise lines have programs for children, usually starting like around 2 or 3 years of age or so, and going up. You know, you have to see which each cruise line exactly what the, you know, qualifications are. But they have it up to about 17, the age of 17, and they break the camps down, or whatever they want to call them, the programs down, so it's all age appropriate. And the kids have a ball of fun.
Meanwhile, the adults can go off and sit by the pool or whatever it is that they want to do when they're, and the kids are enjoying themselves and they're meeting other friends on the ship. And it's really great. It gives you, the parents and the family, a time to relax. And, of course, when you go into port, you have the option of staying on the ship, or you have the option of taking an excursion, or you have the option of just walking around when the ship docks. It's all up to you. Of course, the excursions are not included in the price of the cruise. So, you know, you decide what you want to do and how you want to do it. And everybody does something different. You know, you don't have to, every time the ship stops, you don't have to take an excursion or a tour. You can, you know, you can stay on the ship, like I said before, because everything is still open. The pool is open. Everything is open. During the daytime, they have contests. They have karaoke singing. They have all kind of events. You'll get every morning, you'll get like a little pamphlet or program showing, outlining everything that's going on during the day. You know, I mean, it is just so much. You do as much as you want to do or as little as you want to do on a cruise ship. I mean, it is truly a vacation that can be tailor-made. Oh, and the most important thing, people always ask about this. If there's inclement weather, if they know there's a hurricane coming or what have you, which is quite different from an all-inclusive on land or resort. If you go to a resort and there's a hurricane warning and everyone has to evacuate, you have to evacuate. Guess what? That's a chance you took with that vacation, and you lose that vacation. You lose your money because that's a chance you take. That's an act of God. You don't get returned money for acts of God. If you run a cruise ship and they know that there's going to be a hurricane or some inclement weather, the captain knows ahead of time. And they, if they have to skip a port or if they have to change itinerary around some kind of way, they will change the itinerary around. You'll miss the storm. You'll continue enjoying your vacation. So, I mean, it's like you're almost guaranteed to have a good time. For the most part,
you know? All right. Hey, we got somebody that called in and has a question. We've got about 2 minutes left. Let's see who this is, and maybe we have time to answer their question real quick. Call us, 619-793. You on the air. You have a question or comment for Gil?
Yeah, excuse me. Charles Shell in San Diego, California.
How you doing, Charles?
Good, great. You're almost out of time. I was wondering if I can get a number or somebody to contact someone after the show.
Oh, definitely. You can contact me by calling 646-450-6255. You can also email me, or you can contact me via my blog as well.
Okay.
And,
64, I'm sorry.
Give me the number again, Gail.
646-450-6255. Great. Okay, I'll give you a jingle on the landline sometime, probably tomorrow.
Okay, all right. Looking forward to the info.
Great.
Thanks for
thank
calling.
Hey, okay, thank you for your call.
Yes,
all right,
sir.
People, that's gonna do it for tonight as we close this edition of The New Yorker up. And, hey, Gail, hey, you know, time goes by fast when you're having fun. And so, thank you for all that information about the cruise. And give out your blog again so people can go there and then you can tell them how they can get that free site and be able to not only go on the cruise but pay themselves for taking the cruise.
Oh, absolutely. You definitely can go to my blog, which is myzamzubiz.blogspot.com. You can go there. You can also, if you want to get your a free business, a free Zamzu website, go to freebiz4you.com. You can also go there and sign up to get a free Zamzu website.
Okay. Hey, until next week, everybody, God bless you. And, hey, Gail, have a safe and productive week, and I'll be talking to you again real soon.
And you too. Bye now.